Picture a small airport in upstate New York. It's early, the ramp is quiet, and an airplane rolls up to what looks, at first glance, like an electric car charger that got ambitious. No fuel truck, no smell of 100 low lead. Just a cable, a plug, and a machine that has been sitting there quietly waiting for airplanes that most of the industry said were still years away. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today I want to talk about the electric aircraft company that has been the least loud in the whole business, and maybe the furthest along. Beta Technologies out of Burlington, Vermont, and their airplane, the Aelia. Let's break this down, because there's a decision buried in this program that tells you almost everything about why some of these companies will make it and some won't. Before we get into it, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. If there's a rated pilot in your life or a student grinding through it right now, that's a gift that actually means something. AviationSoul.com. Okay, here's the setup. For the last 5 or 6 years, the story in advanced air mobility has been the flying taxi. The EVTOL, that's electric vertical takeoff and landing. Joby Archer, the whole crowd. The pitch is a machine that lifts straight up off a rooftop. No runway tilts its rotors forward and whisks you across a congested city while you skip the traffic below. It's a gorgeous vision. And vertical flight is the single hardest thing you can ask an electric aircraft to do. Here's what most people miss. Hovering is brutally expensive in energy terms. When you're sitting still in the air, holding your entire weight up on spinning rotors, you're getting exactly zero help from a wing. Every ounce of lift is being bought with raw power out of the battery. A wing moving forward through the air gives you lift almost for free by comparison. That's the whole reason airplanes are efficient and helicopters are thirsty. So the EVTOL companies took the hardest energy problem, hovering, and married it to the weakest part of an electric airplane, the battery, and then promised to certify the result under some of the most demanding new safety rules. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has ever written. It can be done. I think some of them will do it, but it is the deep end of the pool. Now here's what Beta did, and this is the engineering decision I want you to sit with. Beta looked at that same problem, and for their first airplane to market, they took the hover out. The Aelia comes in two flavors. There's the EVTOL version with lift rotors on top that hovers like the others. But the airplane they pushed to the front of the line, the one they're certifying first, is called the CX-300, and it is a conventional airplane. It has wings, it has a single pusher propeller on the back, and it takes off and lands on a runway like a Cessna. It rolls down the pavement, the wing does its job, and it flies away. Same fuselage, same electric guts, same battery packs, motors, and cockpit. They just deleted the vertical lift system for the first product. The data tells an interesting story here. By keeping the wing and skipping the hover, that airplane gets dramatically more range out of the exact same battery because it isn't burning enormous power just to hang in the air. Beta has flown the CX-300 on real cross-country trips. Not hops around the pattern. We're talking legs measured in the hundreds of nautical miles, airport to airport, up and down the East Coast, and out across the country. On one demonstration flight, the airplane covered a distance that would make most people's mental picture of an electric aircraft look badly out of date. And the numbers on the airplane itself are honest and modest, which I respect. Cruise speed is in the range of a fast piston single. Think around 135 knots. It carries a pilot and a useful load you could fill with cargo boxes or a few passengers. It is not going to replace a regional jet. It was never trying to. What it's trying to be is a workhorse for short regional hops, cargo runs, medical logistics, moving packages and organs and parts between airports that are 80, 100, 150 miles apart, routes where the airplane can land, plug in, and go again. Which brings me to the part of this story that almost nobody was watching. While everyone was arguing about flying taxis over Manhattan, Beta was out pouring concrete. Here's the thing that separates a science project from a real transportation system. An electric airplane is useless without somewhere to charge it. You can build the most beautiful airframe in the world, but if it lands at an airport and there's nothing to plug into, you're done for the day. The fuel truck, the thing we all take for granted, does not exist for these machines. Somebody has to build the gas station, and the gas station is a serious piece of electrical infrastructure, so Beta built their own chargers. And then they did something clever. They didn't make them work only for their own airplane. They designed the charging system around an emerging industry standard connector, the same general family of high-power charging standards being used to charge electric ground vehicles and other aircraft. The idea being, any electric aircraft that speaks the standard can pull up and charge, not just an Alia. Then they started installing them airport by airport, and not in a dense little cluster to look good for the cameras. They built a chain of them, stretched down the eastern United States, spaced so that an electric aircraft could hop from one to the next, dozens of sites, operational or under construction, running from the northeast down toward Florida, with more pushing westward. They quietly built an interstate highway system for electric airplanes, while the rest of the conversation was still about rooftops and cities, and these are not slow chargers. The systems are designed to push serious power, enough to take the airplane from low charge back to useful, in roughly the time it takes to unload cargo. Do your walk around and load the next leg. Under an hour in a lot of cases. Fast enough that the airplane isn't sitting dead on the ramp for half a day. Now let me be balanced, because I promised you the cons, and the cons are real. This is not a solved problem. The first one is the battery. It always comes back to the battery. Energy density, the amount of energy you can pack into each pound of battery, is the ceiling on this entire field. Jet fuel and avgas hold an enormous amount of energy per pound. Today's best batteries hold a small fraction of that. That gap is exactly why the Alia carries what it carries and flies as far as it flies, and not farther. Engineering discipline got Beta a genuinely useful airplane inside that limit, but the limit is still there, and it's stubborn. Batteries have been improving on the order of a few percent a year, not doubling overnight, whatever the press releases imply. Second con, cold weather and battery life. Batteries hate the cold, and they don't hold their capacity forever. They degrade with every charge cycle. For an airplane that's supposed to charge hard and fast, multiple times a day, for years, the honest question is how the packs hold up over thousands of cycles and what it costs to replace them. That's an operating cost question that won't be fully answered until these things have been flying commercially for a while. Third, and this is the big one, certification. The CX300 still has to earn its type certificate from the FAA. Beta has been flying, testing, and working through the process, and going the conventional takeoff route almost certainly makes that path smoother than the EVTOL gauntlet. But smoother is not the same as done. Until the FAA signs the paper, this is an airplane that flies beautifully in testing and cannot yet carry paying customers on a schedule. Every one of these companies has learned that the last 10% of certification can take as long as the first 90. And there's a fourth, quieter risk, money. This industry runs on enormous piles of investment capital, and it burns through that capital for years before earning a dollar. Beta has a reputation for being more disciplined with cash than some of its rivals, more engineers and fewer fireworks, and that discipline may turn out to be their single biggest advantage. But nobody in this sector is safe until the airplanes are delivering revenue day in and day out. So here's how I'd have you weigh it. The flashy version of the electric aviation future, the air taxi lifting off a skyscraper, is real engineering and it may well arrive. But it's the hard road, and it's going to take time. The version that's sneaking up on us is much less cinematic and, I'd argue, much closer. An electric airplane that takes off from a runway, flies a couple hundred miles carrying cargo, lands, plugs into a charger that's already bolted to the ramp, and goes again. Quiet, cheap to run per hour, no fuel to spill, far fewer moving parts to break. That airplane doesn't need a new kind of airport or a change in the law about where aircraft can land. It just needs a runway and a plug, and Beta has spent years building the plugs. Here's what I find genuinely interesting as an engineer. The decision that made Beta look slower and less ambitious, skipping the hover, deleting the hard part, may be exactly the decision that gets a real electric airplane into daily commercial service first. Sometimes the winning move isn't the biggest promise. It's the one you can actually certify, charge, and fly on a Tuesday. The whole field is watching the same battery chemistry, waiting for the next jump in energy density. When it comes, and it will come, an airplane like the CX300 grows its range with it. Same airframe, better packs, longer legs. That's a platform you can build on. A wing is patient. It'll take every improvement the battery ever gives it. My reporting today draws on Beta Technologies' own published flight and charging network figures, FAA certification guidance, and the ongoing coverage in the aviation trade press tracking this program. As always, the specifics on any given airplane will have moved by the time you hear this. So treat the numbers as the shape of the thing, not the last word. You can find more of what we cover over at RadioHanger.com. Keep an eye on the quiet ones. The company pouring concrete while everyone else is selling the dream is usually the one that's actually building the future. This is Vector. Fly safe, and I'll see you on the next one.